This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Conversations on life, style, beauty, and relationships. It's the Velvet's Edge podcast with Kelly Henderson.
Amanda Rieger-Green is here. She's also known as Soul Pathology on Instagram. I am so happy to finally meet you. We were saying before the podcast, I feel like I've known you because you are cousins with a dear friend of mine, Amy Brown. So I've heard about you for years. I can't believe we're actually finally meeting, but I'm so glad you're here. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Kelly. Same, same. Our paths have not personally intersected, but we know each other. Yeah. And it's really good to connect virtually in person.
Also, this timing is crazy because it is seriously the most intense energy possible. There's like eclipses and Mercury retrograde. And I just don't think it's a mistake that we're talking when we are, but you are a psychic medium, an intuitive, and a wellness and spiritual leader. That's kind of the description I came up with based on all the things that you do. And I really want to talk about a lot of those things and what it looks like in a day-to-day life, because I talk about those things on the podcast and I know a lot of people are super interested in it. But what I was telling you is that I think the idea of seeing a psychic in general is still a little scary to people. And so I want to kind of go through your story, but also you said you would maybe interject some things if they come up for me within that, so people can understand sort of how your skill set works.
Absolutely. So we all have intuitive and psychic abilities, and there's a nuance between the two. And definitely the word, the label psychic gets a bad rap and a connotation because it is scary, like soothsaying or divination. And it's just better understanding it. But we all have these intuitive and psychic gifts, and it's how we utilize them. And one thing I will say about that to start is, while we have all of our sensory gifts, our intuitive abilities are the next frontier. We need to be able to harness and know our truth, our voice, not just the gut instincts, but being able to really recognize our intuition in order to feel deeper meaning, purpose, mm-hmm. trust, healthier relationships, greater physical health and well-being. The more we listen to and utilize and practice our intuition, like strengthening a muscle, the more clear and grounded and aligned we get to feel. So the psychic abilities, yes, I do get insights and downloads that are very clear with timelines. Am I always correct? No, because we have our own personal will and freedom, and we can change the trajectory of our life and our path. A lot of times when I read for people, if it's like something about a pregnancy or a job change, I can usually see the highest and best like most clear path that it will play out. But there's all these other trajectories. And sometimes we have to go the long way around. Sometimes we're not quite ready because we're still stuck or we're in an old belief system. And I know you can relate to that. Mm-hmm. It's like we don't learn lessons until we get in enough pain sometimes or discomfort. And so we get in all this ego and self-will. I mean, we're human, we're messy after all, but a lot of times the psychic stuff is, it can be very clear, but again, I'm not playing God. I'm using my God-given gifts and talents. And I just have learned to utilize those and channel those to support and uplift other people and to help inspire them through their own innate intuitive gifts and abilities, just for greater happiness, peace, clarity, love, all the things that we're seeking.
I love that definition so much because we were talking about this before the podcast. I find that this kind of work and any sort of energy work I'm doing, you know, Reiki, astrology, all the people and facilitators I have on this podcast, I am drawn to their work because spiritually it really connects me personally deeper in my own practices. And we were saying before, a lot of the big holdup with this kind of work is that people think it's kind of like witchy, maybe, you know, like that would be a definition, or it seems scary and it seems opposite of religion or anything like that. And for me, it's actually helped me to connect even more deeply to a higher power and in a spiritual way. So can you speak to that a little bit? I think you kind of touched on it, but I love the connection piece of like, it's connecting us to God and you're almost this voice that's just, you're just talking. We're all connected.
We're all connected. And my journey, I was raised in a Christian home, in a Christian family, in the Episcopal Church. But I was always seeking, curious, and searching in my spirituality. I didn't realize that or recognize it for a long time, but I was always the child. Like when I went to vacation Bible school, I would come home and say to my mom, well, mom, Adam and Eve were created, you know, in 7 days and these things happened. But what about the dinosaurs? You know, I was curious, but I was like, but how does in 7 days there's this Paleolithic period. And my mom was so gentle with me. She would say, well, I don't know, Amanda, you know, God works in mysterious ways. She didn't know how, like she knew what she believed. She knew her set of belief systems that were really hardwired into her from her childhood, but she gave me space to ask questions and also to say, I don't know, you know, keep asking questions. She encouraged me to seek. And what was really interesting is when I got to undergrad in college, I thought I was going to be a doctor and I was a biology major and I had to take these humanities courses. And in one of my humanities courses, we had a guest religion professor. And I was fascinated when he was talking about world religions, how they integrated into history and politics and the development of religion and societies and all of the kind of philosophical, theological background behind that. And I marched into his office and I said, I want to be a religion major. And he said, you've never taken a religion class. You're a biology major. And I said, I know the sciences. I'm so bored. I can do them. I'm not fired up, but I'm totally inspired. And I talked him into that next semester, taking an intro class and an advanced class. And sure enough, I became a religion major and I was seeking and searching and learning. But my biggest challenge, and I always have had these intuitive gifts, I did not know how to communicate them. I have seen spirits from a young age. I would get insights. I would know things. My main gift is claircognizance. Okay. So I get these downloads of information that come in code and light and energy, and I just know things. I know things immediately, and I didn't understand that for a long time. Mm-hmm. So I end up getting I loved my religion courses and understanding religion, but I was always searching for God. I had faith. I believed in God. I you know, had my Christian background. All of these things were happening, but it took a very dark night of the soul for me and all of my just shadow, nasty, old behaviors that were coming out sideways for those to just erupt years later and for me to hit a breaking point and a rock bottom. I, you know, in my early 30s, my late 20s, early 30s. I'm an overachiever, a perfectionist, type A, need for speed, all the things. And I had just, I would prefer, you know, positive feedback versus getting in trouble. I'm super sensitive like you are. You're extremely sensitive like me. And whenever sensitivity comes through, it's not weakness. It's just that we feel things empathically and deeply, and we internalize them and shove them down. And I had been shoving so much old pain and stuff down for so long that drugs and alcohol became my outlet. And I lived this double life. I was very successful in healthcare. I loved my job. I worked hard. I was competent, but I was also, I was in a toxic relationship. My spirit was beaten down. I was not being true to myself. I hadn't done any real personal healing work. And essentially, it, drugs and alcohol took me down very rapidly in my early 30s, and I hit a rock bottom. But when I made this decision to heal, I want to get sober. I want to live. I want to really root out all this stuff. I had this complete spiritual awakening. And as I, you know, really surrendered and really just dropped all the mask and all the pain and started digging and doing the work, my, all of the searching I had been doing for God and really experiencing God, recognizing a higher power, feeling it flow through me, I had been looking at it for it in all the not wrong places, but all these external places, whether, you know, it was in education or work or relationships, or I mean, in a multitude of alcohol and drugs, obviously. And when I hit that bottom and made the decision that I was here for a reason, and it was bigger than me, it was like my higher self. So there's like God, and for me, my higher self or my higher consciousness flowed through and said, ah, we've been waiting for you to tap in. You've been looking in all these, you've been seeking and searching in all these places, and it was right inside you all along. All you needed to do was say, I'm making a decision. I'm ready. I'm open to heal, to grow, to expand, to give. And it was like my psychic gifts, apart from the healing and recovery work I committed to, my psychic gifts started flooding through at a rate that was overwhelming and abundant, where I couldn't deny it. And there's a story with that, but that's a little bit of how I got to this place of being open to really utilizing my God-given gifts and talents, but from a place of health, wellness, light, love, healing, and then helping other people in their, supporting other people in their journey.
Well, I resonate so much with everything you just said. That was so, I mean, it's so interesting when you hear someone else say a story that resonates with your own journey. It's healing in and of itself for some reason. I don't know if it's the connection piece or we feel less isolated, but it's so interesting because I think a lot of people listening, I assume a lot of my audience is similar to us in that way. And there's a lot of sensitive, empathic people who listen to this podcast because I think we're all kind of looking a lot of times as the seekers, and you know, you need the like the voice to put words to what it is you're feeling because it's so overwhelming to be such a sensitive person in this world until you learn kind of how to channel it and use it. And I did the same thing in my life. It was all about the external seeking and the accomplishments and the jobs and all the stuff. And until it fell apart, which we talked about a little bit before the podcast. And it fell apart for me, you know, over in stages over a decade. And it was like, I thought I had hit a bottom and then I would hit another bottom and then I would hit another bottom. And it was like, good God, how many bottoms can one person have? But when you get so stripped down and so all the things get ripped away, I think you are left with yourself. And so you have this choice and it's like, okay, am I going to actually get to know me and listen to all the things that have been happening in my head my entire life or my body or whatever? For me, it's a lot of body like intuition and feeling. But I'm like you, I've always had it. I've always had that. I will walk in a room and know what's happening in the room before anyone speaks. But I couldn't really tap into it. And I think I'm still tapping into like how deep it is until I removed all the things that I was using to kind of try to replace or calm those energies in my life. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And if you want just some insight, one of the things they are showing me, and by the way, just for your audience, whenever I say they, I've always used this word for the higher consciousness, someone's higher consciousness, whether I'm in a group and working in a group setting or I'm individually working, someone's higher self, their soul, their essence that is connected to the divine, to their higher power, to God, shows up as, I call it they. It's like a choir of who you are. Every version of you that ever was and ever will be. It's not masculine or feminine. It's not linear. It's just, so when I say they is you, your higher self. But okay, what they are showing me for you is from a very young age, and you're talking about your clairsentience, taking things on physically, internalizing things. From a very young age, you came in very adult-like, meaning almost like, and this is just the truth, is I'm older than my parents. I love them, but I'm older than them. I seem to know better or know differently, or I just know, or gosh, that doesn't feel right. And it was very hard for you to discern your parents' feelings and emotions from your own. And you had this deep wisdom. I mean, you're not a young soul, a deep rooted purpose and meaning and urgency within you. And then it was very clouded by all the feelings and the just the stuff and the life and the drama and the mess. And so you started receiving value through your parents and supporting and loving on them and helping kind of bring things into equilibrium, balance things out. Is this making sense?
Like
you were, you're
so
a stabilizer. And I'm like, and the thing is, and you and I were talking about this before the podcast, our parents, you know, whatever your parents are like out there, they all teach us things. And sometimes it's through the school of hard knocks. Sometimes it's through too much love and micromanagement. But whatever it is, they are gifting us skill sets and how we utilize them and what we're learning through them. But you've been in a stage of remembering who you are. And it got so clouded in, like, in your world when you were younger, that you were taking on your parents and your family's emotions. And you're like, I just got to get out of here. Like, I just got to get out of here. I break free. And you're a freedom seeker. You love stability and balance and order. But there is a part in you that's like, I have to remove myself and create my own life and figure out how to love my family for who they are, have relationships and connections, but also not feel guilty about making a stand for myself. Does that resonate?
Every single thing you just said is so spot on. My parents used to even say to me, we feel like you're more mature than us. I mean, they said it to me my whole life. And it was like this interesting thing where I was a kid and I remember they would be going through something and I would have input. Like I would have some sort of weird, I have to say this to y'all, or, you know what, like I knew how to handle certain things. Obviously as a kid, I didn't know all of it, but like there would be these knowings that I just had. And then I do think I got into that role. I mean, the other thing they always said to me was you were such a joy and you like definitely bring so much joy to our entire family, even extended. And I would ebb and flow with the pressure of that and not wanting it into then like it is a huge skill set, you know, kind of thing. And so I would kind of go vacillate back and forth, especially like in my 20s. I was like, I don't want to be a joy. You know, it was like the rebellious time.
Yeah.
But now I can, you know, channel that energy or the love capacity that I have or anything like that into a good thing. But yeah, that was one of the things they would say to me. And I think that was how I found my way through taking on everyone's energy, because I didn't know how to not do that as a kid. Yeah. And you can't explain that because you don't even get it, you know?
No.
So how could I say I'm feeling what you're feeling?
Yeah. And so many people, I know your listeners relate to picking up feelings and attributes and things in our environment and from our parents. But for you and for many people out there, but for you innately, you came in with this knowing and this purpose, and not that you could define it at 4 or 5 years old, but I'm here to do something. I'm here to be significant. And I don't necessarily need to be the center of attention, but all eyes are on me. And that is probably one of your greatest storylines in this lifetime, is you naturally shine. People naturally see you. You do not go unnoticed. And it's not that you are, you definitely are very much a leader and you know how to jump in and take charge and take the reins. But leadership and being seen and out in front is not your MO. but it just happens. Like people look to you just like your parents, you know, they knew you were wise. And so they automatically, not that they were asking for certain input on big decisions, but the example you gave, you couldn't go unnoticed and you already felt wise. So it was like you said, the pressure of, I'm going to be the joy that they said I am. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be this wise person. And you're like, crap, I just want to be freaking Kelly.
Yeah.
I just want to be Kelly and be able to give those gifts, but at on my terms. So I don't feel like I'm just always shining my light.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Because the other thing about you is, and you and I talked a little bit about this beforehand when we were talking about you styling and styling.
Yes.
Men. So I want to go there.
I've got to know this. So if for anyone listening who doesn't know what I do for the, you know, on the day to day, I am a hair and makeup artist and also a stylist. And I was telling Amanda before the podcast, I used to work with both men and women, and I've been in this business, almost 20 years now. And so over time, to kind of streamline my business, have a niche. And also it was just sort of where my client base was at the time. I decided I would specifically start to focus on only working with men. And when I told Amanda that, she started laughing and she said, oh, I know why. And I was like, okay, well, tell me on the podcast, but I am dying to know. So why?
Okay. It's layered, but it's pretty clear. A couple of things. When you are in your voice, when you are in your true voice and your light and you're doing your thing, you know, because you are extremely curative, meaning like you like to curate, you like to aesthetically create, you can see the vision come together. When you are in that creative, you are channeling. That is part of your intuitive gift because it's like spontaneous and you're like, oh yes. And this needs to go here. It's like
that's
you're
so
in
true.
The flow. With men, most of the time, not all men, but the men that you jive with, you command that feminine energy that is also divinely masculine. So it's like it is very balanced, meaning that like guys like, okay, tell me what to do. Like, tell me how this needs to look. Wait, just fix it. Like, I just want to feel comfortable in what I'm wearing and look cool. Like, and you're just like, do this. Nope. Take that off. Hold on. Let me fix this back. And they're like, oh, thank you. And like, they have their masculine energy, but they let their guard down and you just go in and you don't overpower them. But yet they respect you. You command respect. And with women, and it's not all women, and not that you wouldn't, if I was like, Kelly, I need you to style me. You know, like, it's not that you wouldn't do that and we wouldn't jive. But a lot of times women end up being a little bit jealous of you, a little bit like there's a jealousy, and you've dealt with this your whole life.
Oh my God, I'm like freaking out.
I mean, I can feel it. And it's what happens is you're so in your light, your God-given gifts, and you shine and you just do, and you're your most joyful when you're doing that, you know, like your joy that your parents said, you're in your joy. And when we are in things like our love, our compassion, our joy, our enthusiasm, it is inspired. Well, it's almost like, oh shoot, she's going to shine brighter than me. Oh my gosh, I'm not going to look as pretty as Kelly does. And I'm not being superficial. It's like, these are the things that women who mm-hmm. are not secure in who they are sometimes, and there's no shade that I'm throwing. And sometimes it's very unconscious. Like you can jive with a female and they can love you and y'all can be great friends, but then they end up feeling not as beautiful.
Right.
And it has nothing to do with you or your talent. It's just your magnetism there. It's like your divine light shines and it's too much. And with men, it balances them out and they are like, do it. I need the help. Show me. Okay, good. Good deal. I trust you. And is that the way that
it's
coming through?
So you don't understand the freedom you just gave me, because so many times, and even the people listening to this podcast have seen that play out publicly on national television. Like, it literally has been a situation in my life where I've had this feeling of, wait, what? You know, like that, like what when they get mad at me or the jealousy thing or whatever, because the people in my life, the women who are in my life that are secure, know that I am the biggest hype girl as mm-hmm. a friend that you could ever have around. Like, I want all my friends to succeed and excel. And like, I am just their biggest champion. And so when I'm getting hit with the other energy, it's so confusing to me because I don't really feel competitive with other women.
No.
Like, that
you and I share
me.
This. You and I okay. share this. And this makes a lot of sense. And I'm going to communicate it to you this way.
Okay.
One of your intuitive gifts, and this goes back to you being wise when you were young and your parents seeing it, and also your healing journey with people. You may not forget, but you're very forgiving. You want to be
yes.
able to see both sides
too
of things.
Forgiving.
And even too forgiving. Yep. Even people that you love that let you down over and over, you will accommodate, and to the point of it blows back on you and you get angry. But you usually, this is your gift, is you can see someone's potential. So when you have a girlfriend, when you're talking about your mom or a family member or an ex, you can see, you're like, wow, I see that they're human. I see that they're messy, but gosh, can't they just see their talent the way I see it? Gosh, mm-hmm. don't they get how magnetic they are or really articulate they are? Why are they intimidated by me? I'm actually rooting them on. Can't they just be themselves? And here's the other thing with you is you never wanted to grow up to be anybody else. You just wanted to grow up to be Kelly.
Yes.
And like, it's like, I don't want to be you. I want to enhance you. I want to help you be yep. more beautiful. I want to help you shine. I am your fangirl. Mm-hmm. And then people are intimidated by that amount of compassion, that amount of it's intuition that you can see into their soul, and they get afraid that you can see the darkness too, because we all have all of our crap.
Of course.
You know, all
so
the shadows.
That's
stuff.
Yes.
I mean, it's
that's
what makes the light bright is all the darn darkness.
That is so true though, because I think a lot of times with women, and a lot of this could even be programming from our culture, but like mm-hmm. we're taught to compete with each other, yeah. right? Like if one woman's light is shining bright, that means in our head, or we're taught that means that there's not enough space for ours to shine too. And one of the things as I've gotten older that I've known is like, no, there's this infinite supply of space and energy. And like, we don't have to compete with each other, because if one woman's growing, there's that just creates more space for us to grow too, you know? And I do think though, that we have a lot of unlearning to do around that mentality.
Oh.
And men though, don't feel threatened by it. They're like, how is this going to help me? And maybe it doesn't have to be as selfish as how I just said it, but I do feel the energy with men that I have is almost like, I always refer to myself as this like security blanket for them. Like
yeah.
all of my men, male clients, I do feel that yes, they like what I do work-wise and whatever, but it's also an energy exchange, just like you're saying. And there's something about what my energy feels like to them before they go walk out on like these huge stages that feels comforting. And they're like, okay, I'm at my best self. And they can go and then they can do their job. So I've started even feeling like that. Okay, that's a skill set of my hair and makeup business, but it has nothing to do with the actual hair and makeup. It's energy.
Yes. And also the other thing, just in your energy field and where you are in your personal and spiritual path, there's a balance with your clients right now and these male clients because you don't feel like you take on their crap.
No,
you, it's like as far as empathetic as you are and taking on energy, you feel like you walk in your, you know, your aura is strong. You get to radiate through it and you get to support them and they get to also recognize you, see you, appreciate you. And it's an exchange of love. And they, your soul just said this very clearly is you came down to learn love. You came down to not just be generous of heart and giving. And you and I talked a little bit about our generosity, which can be a double-edged sword because we give and give and give and then feel depleted, right? But you came down not only to give love, but to really feel loved through friendship, through relationship, through connection. And those relationships, especially the ones you have right now where you feel like you go in and it just makes sense. It's easy. Those are all really propelling you on this path forward personally and professionally right now. You have new doors that are opening this year. The next 2 years are like changeover years. This is an amp up year where you're saying yes to some new things. There's change, new doors are opening. And also, as far as love goes, do you want to talk? Do you want to talk about that?
Obviously, tell me everything.
Okay. Well, I got this vision before we got on the call. Like it just came to me, and I was just like putting on some mascara, and I was like, oh, okay. I was like, I think you're gonna meet someone, and I feel like it's either later in this year, and it may not be later in the year, it may be early next year. But whoever this person is not in the entertainment industry.
Okay.
They are, and like, I know this is going to sound funny. It's like they're a builder. And I don't know if they actually build homes, if they're an engineer, if they're an architect, if they are some kind of developer. But whatever they do is very, they build things and they build substantial things to last. And there is a kind of, and they're just cool as far as, they like to build things that are sustainable and outdoors and eco-friendly. And there's a vision to whoever it is like a really good looking guy, by the way. So by the way, he's good looking. And, you know, I mean, you can style him up a little bit. Like he's going to need a little zhuzhing, but you we know that you got that part of it.
Yeah.
But like whoever it is, like wants to build community, wants to build like friendship and community and wants to design and build community. So I feel like in work, somehow that is related to their work.
Okay.
And you will like, you'll meet them through some new opportunities that are coming for you professionally.
Okay.
So that is all coming. And they're saying right now, don't even think about it. I mean, you can date, you can go out with people, but right now you are your best source of joy and happiness. And also like, this is a business year for you.
Feeling
so like, even though you may get discouraged at points or exhausted and depleted, honor that, you know, and just know, okay, it's quality over quantity and your creativity will surge back. The doors will open exactly when they're supposed to, but you're going to feel so amped up and motivated professionally this year and wanting to create, wanting to innovate, wanting to step into some new arenas. And those doors will be open through the multitude of connections you've made. Old connections will pay out. People will show back up in your life. And not, I don't mean toxic stuff in relationships. I just mean relationships that you've had that are longer term. Oh my gosh, we should talk to Kelly about this. And then you get a call out of the blue. It's like a lot of right place, right time energy that's going to surprise you, but not surprise you because you're going to be like, oh my gosh, I was just thinking that. And I will tell you this, as far as this love thing goes and business, I remember asking you before the segment, we were talking about your work and you were like, I do hair, makeup and styling. The other thing they showed me before we got on the call is I can see you doing like curating a space. So if it's like a layout for a magazine or a photo shoot where it's interior design in someone's home, I feel like you're going to get into some sort of home aesthetic design, aesthetics and interiors. So just know when that pops up, and it's not anything you have to like pursue or explore, but somebody's going to say, gosh, I mean, I feel like I need to redecorate my living room. And you're like, well, let's go shopping. Let's do that. And it's just going to happen. And then you're going to have fun. And there's stuff that's coming around like aesthetics in home and home interior aesthetics. And I don't mean you're going to be opening a home design place, but it's going to emerge as a talent and something that's actually lucrative for you that's organic.
Oh, that is fascinating. Okay. Well, I want to touch on this one topic, and I'm trying to think of how I want to say it, but you just did it in what you were telling me, because I love all of that stuff. And I actually have a knowing that someone's coming too. He must be getting ready for me, and I must be getting ready for him. I also don't feel this urge to date right now. And it's weird because, you know, I was in a relationship that ended about, I think, probably 4 or 5 months ago. And my friends are kind of like, well, have you been on apps? Have you been, you know, the thing. And at first I felt like, okay, I need to go do this and I need to get back out there, whatever, the pressure we put on ourselves from society, I guess. And it's just not working, right? Like, I haven't met anyone I'm interested in. I haven't even wanted to go on a date. And because of the work that I've been doing in the last couple years and just connecting with myself, I'm now in this place where I'm like, okay, well, it's just not time for me to date then, because it's not coming to me easy. And so for me now, I'm interpreting the things in my life like that as like, oh, it's just not the right time. Then you also touched on there are things leaving my life and even the clients that I do have right now. And what I will say about for the first time in my career, everyone that I'm currently working with, I feel so aligned on a soul level, and it just feels easy and right. And I do feel a love exchange every time I go to work, which sounds so probably silly to a lot of people, but it feels like that. Like
what they showed me. It was like, yes, it's love. And there are so many forms of love. You know, we default to romantic love. But when you think about your childhood best friend or your pet or your parents, and then there's divine love, which is, oh, this is miraculous. Oh my gosh, I feel connected. Oh, I trust him exactly where I'm supposed to be. Thank you, God. Thank you, angels. Thank you, guides. Thank you. You know, there are so many forms of love. And for you, relationships right now and your work dynamic are so entrenched in a really healthy way that it's like, oh, this is love. And also joy. Back to your coming.
Yes.
You know, like you were saying, your family labeling you with, you're just so joyful to be on. You are, but you're coming into this space where your joy gets to be expressed through your life, your vocation, the way you interact with people. And when you feel joyful, when you feel that love exchange, you know, oh, I'm right on track. Oh, I am enjoying this. And the other thing is you don't feel depleted because you give and you get, it actually feels revitalizing.
I
understand that because I read for thousands of people and I love what I do, but I know when I get run down or burn out and I have too much on my plate and I piled too much on and put too much pressure on myself, it's all self-imposed. But when I do that, I could be like, oh my gosh, what do I have on my plate today? And I don't ever want to come at my work and clients in that vein. But when I'm feeling that way, it's just because I'm human. I'm taking on too much. So when I readjust and I set intentions around the clients that come to me, the people that I am attracting, that it will be reciprocal and synergistic and revitalizing. When I am giving generously, I am also feeling this exchange. And I tell you what, more often than not, I can have a day that is slammed and abundant and busy, and I can be on cloud 9 and energetic versus feeling like, oh my gosh, I've been going since, 5 a.m. this morning. I can feel totally hyped up and motivated, but it feels easy and true. Does that, know for you, you can feel really depleted by people. You have to have your solitary time, your downtime, your alone time. Does that make sense?
It makes total sense. And I have like these rituals that I do, or I take a lot of baths. You know, my friends make fun of me, but I'm like, it's the only place sometimes that I can cleanse myself of other people's energy. But we keep getting back to that word easy. And like you just said it so perfectly, because I can be working harder. It doesn't mean my day itself is easier. It's energetically easier because I'm receiving just as much as I'm giving, just like what you said. And so it's a reciprocal energy. It's not just taking from me. And that is something I'm really trying to pay attention to, because I actually think the universe wants us to just be happy and at ease. Like it's just the way of our nature, like that we should be, but we try to fight it so often, or I have, I'll keep it on myself. And that's what I'm saying also about the not forcing and then allowing the things that are not aligned to leave without the meltdowns. That's like the huge thing for me, because I used to have such a, maybe it was a fear. Or like, you know, I'm a Taurus rising, like I don't like change that much. I just don't. And so it takes me a second to adjust to it without panicking. But there are things leaving my life now. And I'm really trying to just kind of embrace that, because I am seeing such ease in other areas. And I'm like, this is how it's supposed to be. So I would say to people listening too, like if you're in a space where things aren't working out, get really fucking quiet and get comfortable in that space. Cause sometimes that's just what we're supposed to do, is nothing, like just to listen. That's how I feel, at least. What would you say to that?
Absolutely. And you know, one of the things that we all forget, I mean, you said it beautifully, like get fucking quiet and still and just sit in the discomfort for a little bit. It takes us 12 to 18 seconds to process an emotion. Okay. And most of us are moving at the rate of, you know, lightning because we're busy and we pile stuff on and we have pressures and responsibilities, all of this stuff that piles on. And that we think if we're not running 95 miles an hour, we're not enough, or we're not contributing, or we're missing the mark, all the beliefs that we accumulate. But it takes a very short time to actually acknowledge and process an emotion. It doesn't mean that if you're frustrated and you process your frustration, you're just going to totally heal the feeling of frustration. But when you process it in real time and sit down and say, what is that? And I always tell people, get one of those darn emotional charts, you know, the wheel, and it has so many emotions, and be able to say, okay, I'm feeling irritable. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling sad. I'm feeling disillusioned. Like name the 2, 3, or 4 emotions in your discomfort and be like, oh, that's what that is. And it's like a eureka moment. It doesn't feel comfortable, but when you identify it, and then like you saying, you know, you feel things deeply in your body. If you can say, whoa, my jaw is really tight, or wow, I feel this in my lower back, or gosh, you know, my joints feel really stiff, or they're really hurting. If you can look at the discomfort, acknowledge it, maybe name the emotional components that you're feeling, and then even go deeper and just say, where is this showing up in my body? Mm. You don't have to heal it or do anything. That awareness, that mind-body connection in a very short period of time, in like a minute or two, can actually create some pretty profound shifts in your consciousness, in your intuition, and then the environments you're engaging in. It can have a ripple effect. So just simple awareness and being willing to sit with your discomfort, whatever it is, just for 30 seconds.
Which really is not long.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates.
Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Our society really does teach us that discomfort of any kind is negative. And to that, I would say, I get it, but also, the things that I'm really trying to understand or pay attention to and acknowledge when it comes up in my life, just have awareness about, is when I am uncomfortable, like naming it, just like you're saying, and then why is it here? There's always a reason, you know, like I just think life is a constant teacher if we're willing to accept that and open ourselves up to it. But we try to like pass through it, like you and I discussed both doing over the years. And it's like, if you can get quiet, the reason I said that is just because there's a reason it's there. And if you can start talking to it and understanding it, then it does set you up better for the times like you're telling me that I have coming, like with this dating stuff. That's the perfect example. I can go on a bunch of dates right now, but I have a knowing too. Like it is not, that's not going to be my guy. I just know it.
Yeah.
So if I feel led to do it, I'm going to do it. If I don't, I'm not. And I just feel like I'm going to know exactly when it's the right person that I need to put that energy into, or when he enters my life, or whatever it is. And it's going to be easy and I'm not going to have to force it.
Absolutely. And like you just said about understanding why, we are in numerology, we're in an 8 universal year. If you add 2024 up, and I know that you're into this and sure your listeners are diving in, you know, numbers are my gateway. I've just always understood numbers as codes. They help me drop into a different state of consciousness and brain frequency. But we're in an 8 year. And if you draw an 8 on your piece of paper, it has no beginning and no ending, just like the 0. So it is in constant motion. But the big energy of the 8 is really learning through a lot of contrast, which means if, like you were saying, why does this feeling keep coming up, or this experience, you know, looking for those patterns. So say it's, we were talking about ease for you, you know, frustration. So what is the opposite of ease? Frustration or irritability or dis-ease. When you're feeling those things, saying, oh my gosh, I'm feeling really, really unhappy right now. Like I am unhappy. I am angry, you know, whatever is coming up. And saying, okay, I'm willing to sit with that. And then what am I learning through contrast? If I'm experiencing discontent, unhappiness, anger, what is the opposite of those things? What is the universe? What is spirit trying to show me that I am processing, because I'm reaching for the opposite, the contrast? I'm wanting happiness. I'm wanting more joy, whatever it may be. So any discomfort and dis-ease that comes up, take a moment for it and then say, wait a minute, let me get my thesaurus out. What's the opposite? What is the antonym of this word? And see what words resonate and be like, okay, oh, that's what I'm looking for in my life, which means let me buckle down and start to process relationships that exacerbate this emotion, experiences in work, when I get around my family, and you know, these things come up over and over again. How do I take responsibility for it and start to process it? And then how do I shift my actions, my attitude, you know, my personality? And I'm not saying change your personality, but how do I start to shift my experience, my perspective, and my intentions to call in that contrasting energy? And it, the more rapidly you do it, the more cognizantly you do it, I guess the more resiliently would be a better word, the clearer it will get, because there's so much shifting in the energy field. We're in eclipse season. We've got a Mercury retrograde coming. We have this massive Jupiter and Uranus conjunction. There's so much happening energetically and consciously that our personal practices spiritually and our own healing practices right now are imperative. And again, going back to developing our intuition, being able to clean out some of the gunk and mess so we can trust our intuition better and more. And you've been doing that, especially with your clairsentience, your empathic traits and abilities that are your intuition, being able to work on yourself, clear things internally so you start to attract relationships in that feel more loving, more aligned. And that is a testament to you doing your healing work, but also starting to really recognize your intuitive gifts and incorporating them in your day-to-day experiences.
Oof. I think that's why I get so upset looking at our culture and how we put this pressure on ourselves, especially as women, to get married by a certain age, to have kids by a certain age, because everything you just said is like, it's so, and everything you've said in this podcast about my story, it's so specific to my own journey, right? And like, if I had tried to fit myself into a little box, which I have, fit myself into a little box of what I thought it should look like, I would miss all of this stuff. And it's why I speak so specifically about, to me, the importance of getting to know yourself and be with yourself in relationship. That has changed my entire life. I could sit here and go, I don't want to be as sensitive. And I fought it for so many years. Let me tell you, like, I literally saw what I thought a successful woman looked like. And I chased after that model and that business plan. And it didn't work for me. It exploded because, and I was so depleted. That was the main thing. I had such a massive breakdown. But then it forced me into, okay, what do I do with all this sensitivity? And I still have days where I'm like, I don't want to fucking feel this. Like, I am so tired of being a Cancer sun, Pisces moon. I don't want it. Like, why do I have to feel everyone else's feelings? I mean, I've started kind of channeling random people's feelings from very traumatic experiences, and it's wild, and I don't know what to do with it yet. But those things are happening, and sometimes I'm overwhelmed by it, like you were saying. And I'm also getting to the place where I'm like, this is direct communication with the higher self, my higher power, the universe. And I'm going to stay open to whatever it is I'm supposed to do with this, and embracing those qualities as a positive versus trying to change myself, because you can't. Like, no. That is the stuff. I came here like this on purpose.
You did. And you came for these lessons. I mean, hello, freaking Cancer sun and Pisces moon. It's a lot of water. It's a lot of intuition, but it's so many feels that, you know, it is imperative. You know, I mean, you said you have a Taurus rising, but getting grounded, being practical, and also stepping back and analyzing things, using your air qualities, you know, incorporating all of your toolkit in order to harness your abilities as an empath and also be an example for others. And that's what they keep showing me, is so much of your experience, your journey, and what you're going through, you relate to other people. Other people find your healing qualities. For goodness sakes, Cancer and hello, healer. Like, there's a lot of that. And you're like, I don't want to be a healer. I don't want to be an empath. And you're, and God's like, ha ha ha, funny jokes on you, Kelly. You know, like, it's like, I mean, like, that's just how it goes. And you're, until you embrace it and say, okay. And then the people who love you, the people who get you, the people that you feel like you can be yourself around are okay when you say, hey guys, I'm out, like, or I'm feeling too much, or you know what, this is too much for me. So you get to set your boundaries, and you know that that is imperative for you to say, I'm going to go take my bath, or you know what, I don't need to go out with y'all tonight. It's been a long day and I just need to be with myself. Mm-hmm. So your boundaries are imperative. And whoever this guy is that you meet, just so you know, this person, because it's like your person, he's going to be like blunt And in a really healthy way, not a controlling way.
I'm very sensitive.
No. But not in a grounding way. Like, let's go do this. Don't you want to go do this? Do you want to go do this?
Yes.
Like very
I
much
love that you, actually.
Somebody, when you say to them, hey, what do you think about this? I don't know if I like it. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, they're going to shoot straight. And it's just they say what they mean and mean what they say. So you're going to like that a whole lot. But this person also has really good boundaries. Like when you're at a party and of course they can go mingle and you can mingle and you love that interdependence where you're not babysitting somebody and whatnot. But also it's the person that comes up to you and says, hey, are you ready to go in like 10 minutes? Okay. Say your goodbyes. Cause I'm kind of ready. And you were of course already ready.
No, I was going to be like, I'll always be like, yes.
Yeah. Like, it's like, they're going to, you know, you're going to be able to go and go enjoy and be in the world. And then both of you at the same time are like, ugh, we're done. We got to go have our time.
Yeah.
And so whoever they are is not only aware of their own limits and boundaries and when they've had enough of something or when something is at its expiration date, they're also going to be very cognizant that you are feeling your feels too, or you've had enough and they're like, hey, let's get out of here. So there's something to do with boundaries and communication that is going to be very strong in this person, and also something that you crave in friendships and relationships.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, talk about, you just described my dream guy. So grateful that that's what you're getting.
Good. No, I mean, like, that's what's coming through, but you're also getting, and this is for everybody out there, the more clear we get about ourselves and what works and like Kelly saying, well, I didn't want to be an empath, but obviously this is what God has gifted me in this lifetime. So I'm going to embrace it. I'm going to figure out how to work with it and be true to it. The clearer we get about our challenges and our gifts alike, you know, the icky behaviors and working on those, but also being honest about those with other people. A big thing for me, like that as just a simple example, is when I get impatient, I'm very generous with people out in the world, but I am impatient. I'm always thinking fast and thinking things through, and I'm five steps ahead. So it comes out sideways in my family relationships or with my husband, because I can look really aloof and standoffish and hyper focused on something. And so I'll just have this whole body language to me where I'm doing something and I'm in my lane. And I've recognized that it comes across and other people take it personally, like I'm not paying attention to them or they're not important, or I'm just unaware. And I've gotten to where I just use disclaimers with people. Hey, if I'm irritable right now, or if I'm impatient or standoffish or hyper-focused and not talking to you, I'm trying to finish something up. Give me 5 minutes, or let me come in here and get this done. And then I'm all yours. I will be present. Like, I use disclaimers with my mood swings, my behaviors, my attitudes, because I'm self-aware and I don't want anybody to project it. I don't want to project it that much. We all project, but I don't want to project, but I don't want other people to misinterpret and take it on as their stuff either. So I'm very clear. I'm in a mood right now. I need a few minutes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And I do think that comes with getting to know yourself, because I've been doing it a lot too. I cancel plans now, even when I feel guilty about it. And another thing that I've realized is because of how sensitive I am, if I'm not taking care of that first and foremost or listening to it, those are the times where I have to reach for another drink or something, because I can't tolerate it still. Like, I'll tell myself, you need to power through right now. You can't skip this event, whatever. But it's when I look back at my old behaviors in my life and I'm like, oh, that was because I was forcing myself to do all these things I didn't want to do. That was why I needed to drink that alcohol. And now if I'm not doing that, then I don't need the alcohol. Like, it's like I needed these medicators in my life that I don't want to use anymore for that. And so the more I've gotten to know myself and set the right boundaries with and embrace the skill, the things that are of me as skill sets, not detriments.
Yes.
I just find that, like, everyone in my life is even responding to it. It's fine. I feel more in my body at most times. I mean, I definitely leave sometimes, but, like, for the most part, way more than I used to. And that is such a freeing feeling. It really is. It's the best feeling. And like you said, you do end up bringing in things then that are more aligned with that version of yourself.
Yeah. And we're in, like, with the astrology, the north node of the moon is in Aries. So the south node is in Libra, which means in general for us, we are evolving towards a more courageous individuality and voice, but also in honoring the south node of Libra, relationships, balance, mm-hmm. harmony, collaboration, we are learning. I have a really good friend, and this is the way she says it: stand up for yourself and not against the other person. Meaning I speak my truth, I show up, I use my authentic voice, even if I'm struggling or I'm excited about something, I use my voice and then I find ways to collaborate. I find ways to connect healthier. So the more that we honor our truth, even if it's painful or uncomfortable right now, and we communicate it to people, the people around us will stay who are intended to be in our tribe, in our crew, in our energy field. And the other ones, like you were saying in your personal experience, will start to fall away. And relationship, we just had a Libra full moon eclipse. You know, it is all about this dissolving of imbalances in relationship. And they can be work relationships, they could be romantic, they can be family, friends. I mean, and it's not about it being a negative thing. It's just that we're shifting in vibration and we are becoming more aware of and attracted to energies that are more aligned with our highest path, especially when we're aware and awake.
Ugh, I just love this conversation so much. If you guys are listening, I hope that it's coming across that these are the reasons I'm constantly talking about, like, we got to just like shift our energy or let this stuff go, let it fly freely, because it's all like mapped out, I guess. It's already mapped out. You can't force these things. And when we try to do things the way we have been in our society, which is where everyone's life looks the same, there's a mold. You're successful if you do it that way. We miss all the gifts because we're not all the same. Like, we are all meant to do something different in this lifetime, whether it's to take out the trash and be the janitor or be, you know, Beyonce, but they're all really important pieces of the puzzle that is happening on this planet right now. And you're exactly where you're meant to be. But the more we fight it, the more we miss it.
Yeah. And there's room, like you said, for all of us, this competitive nature that has been bred into us and conditioned into us. You have a freaking Pisces moon, inclusion, that all makes so much sense for you. But there's this element of, there's enough room for all of us, especially when we come from our truth and we admit our shortcomings, or when we clean up our side of the street and we do it swiftly and promptly. Mm-hmm. This is a year where truly the energy this year says, you know, the quicker you own your shit, you know, the quicker you own your bad moods, your bad behavior, when you're dishonest, it's not about worrying about it and like wringing your hands over it or stewing. I mean, the longer you stew, the more you'll create stew. The longer you whine, the more whiny stuff. I mean, it is a year where wherever you focus on grows, and it's happening at hyper speed. So it's like the quicker you are to say, oh my gosh, I was freaking wrong. Oh my gosh, I just lied and said I couldn't do that because I was afraid to say I didn't want to do that. Finding ways to communicate without causing harm to other people, but to communicate our truth, or to own, you know what, I didn't tell you the truth about that. Or, you know what, I forgot to show up. I just freaking flaked, you know, just saying, I totally flaked and I'm sorry because I really honor your time and I totally flaked on you. I'm going to work on that and not do it again. I'm sorry for disrupting your time. I mean, whatever it is, the little stuff and the big stuff, if you can resolutely own it, identify it, clean it up, the quicker, better, faster you will feel like you are on your path, you're in your meaning, you're in your purpose, and those things are just available to us.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now.
Right Rug Flooring.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Well, all the different modalities we've kind of referenced in this podcast, like we've done some astrology talk, we've had numerology, obviously the psychic nature of things and you getting like the downloads that you're getting. I hope that it's coming across to you guys, like you can work with it in any way you want. What are some of the things you see within people that when they first come to you, like I said, I feel like a lot of people are a little intimidated by, oh my God, she's going to read me. So like, what would you say as far as maybe a comfort? Because I want to know about myself because it helps me to get on the path that I feel really like aligned with. And when I say aligned, it's just more peaceful for me. It's the path that I know is right for me, even if it's not what I think I should be doing or what I think the world wants to see me doing. When I feel aligned, I know it in my body. And so all of the work like that you're doing, other facilitators that do similar things are like comfort to me because it's like a guidance and maybe an outside voice that helps me. So what would you say though to people who might be thinking about this, but just a little startled?
First of all, like if you have never had a reading, you know, and you're curious about getting a reading from someone, first of all, just get curious and get open to it. And if whatever your modality is, pray about it, set some intentions. You know, I'm open to getting a reading. Hey, align the ideal person in my path to show me my highest light, my truth, my healing journey. You know, set your intention and then like throw it out into the field. And then all of a sudden you're, you know, going to come across a podcast like this podcast, or you're going to be out in the world. And somebody said, I just had the most amazing astrological reading from this astrologer, whatever it comes. And you're like, oh my gosh, I was just thinking I wanted to learn about my astrology. And so it'll line up and you'll know. And I always tell people, you know, I mean, with clients, people come to me when they're ready and when it's aligned. And if they don't, or they cancel, or it doesn't work out, it wasn't supposed to. And I don't have to ask the questions. It's always divinely aligned. But also with readings, and especially if you are, I always tell people the energy you get to feel when you know you're aligned is, Maggie, you're excited, nervous, like a little bit anxious, a little bit excited.
Yes.
Like you, it shouldn't be you're in all this fear, because if you're in shutdown fear, it's no fun for the person doing the reading. We walk through quicksand and we're like, oh, come on, this could be so much better and clearer and easier. We love you and we'll hold space for you to do it. But it's like you want to be a little curious, a little skeptical, a little nervous, but also excited and wondrous and like, I'm open, I'm ready, like show me. And not being afraid that whatever comes through is going to be some damning, detrimental news, because it just depends on who reads and what their gifts are. But the way that I work and the way that my gift works is I reflect back someone's highest path, which means I can say, oh my gosh, you're a control freak. And I say that with love,
yeah.
But you know it. And they're like, oh, I don't want to be, you know, so when all of the challenging attributes and behaviors come through, they come through in ways that are uniquely related to each individual person that you can hear and that you want to heal in order for you to create greater fill in the blank happiness, joy, peace, love. And the thing about getting a reading or having a session with someone is it's all about being open, open to growth, being open to new opportunities, getting curious, and also trusting in the process of it. You know, like it's about letting go. It's this fun and freedom. And it doesn't also, like with humans, we can be so analytical and so pragmatic and so in that part of our brain that just needs to know everything and know exactly how it's going to play out. That's not how intuition works. It's magical. It's a little elusive. It's open for interpretation. So it's not about getting all the facts. It's about the journey, the story.
It does make sense. And it's also, I think what you did for me today was you just validated what I already knew inside. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like it just helped for me to hear you say all the instincts that I've already had. Cause yeah. I'm like, oh, okay. And I know that we should, you know, trust ourselves and all the things, but I do. And it's nice to be validated and like kind of that little tap on the back from the universe. Like you still got this, like you're, yes, keep going, like go in the right direction. You're exactly
that
right.
That is my greatest gift is validating. I'm not telling you anything you don't already know. Yes. I may be able to validate some.
Will you verbalize it maybe a little more clearly?
I can verbalize it. I can pinpoint things in my mediumship and like, you know, I mean, evidential mediumship and specific things will come through to validate, which helps just with the credibility and the openness of somebody's energy field. But in general, all I do with my gifts and what like my talents are is being able to help someone not only be seen, but to truly validate, know, and see themselves. Mm. And I say this, it's on my website, but it's my favorite thing is all I want to do is astound people with their innate abilities. I want people to see the light I get to see within them and to activate it, to use it, and to heal all the dark stuff and the messiness. And to be really comfortable in that so you can actually radiate all of your light to just follow your freaking bliss.
Yes.
To be happy.
Oh my God. I have bliss tattooed on my wrist. And it was from the quote, follow
your
bliss.
They just told me, yes. I was like, why am I saying follow your bliss?
And well, there you go.
I'm like, oh, okay.
You were supposed to say
follow like your bliss. They were like, say, follow your bliss. I was like, where's that coming? I mean, I'm all about Joseph Campbell and following your bliss.
Yeah.
Like, but I'm like, it just came through. I was like, I don't think I've ever said that with anyway.
Well, you were supposed to.
I was supposed to.
And if you guys are listening and you're still sort of like, this still sounds overwhelming, you do have a podcast. So that could be a really great place to start too. So similar to this, where you could get more information about the work that Amanda does. So the podcast is called Soul Session. Soul Session or Soul Sessions?
Soul Sessions. Yeah. Sessions. Soul Sessions with Amanda Rieger Green.
Tell people what they can find on the podcast.
Yes. On the podcast, if you are curious about your spirituality and you're feeling like your intuitive gifts are opening up and you're seeing repeating numbers, or you're curious about working with spirit animals and animal medicine or oracle cards, or you've got dreams coming through or auras and chakras, any of that stuff. Mm-hmm. All I do on the podcast is I talk about our energy and I use very accessible tools and resources to start breaking it down and to access it in your day-to-day life in a really practical yet profoundly magical and miraculous way. So you can start tapping in, tuning in, and developing your own gifts. But the podcast is fun. And sometimes I do live readings and we do interviews, but a lot of times I talk about the numerology and some of the astrology for the month. So you get a little bit of a forecast, but also you get a lot of practical insights to what's going on in the collective and how to practically navigate the energy fields and the things that we're all experiencing and how it relates to you personally.
I feel like my listeners are going to be your listeners because it's a lot of what the same type of conversations I have on this podcast. So I'm sure a lot of people listening are definitely going to tap in. I'd also know you have a live event coming up. So can you tell the listeners about that? Where is it?
Yeah.
What's happening? What's this about?
Yeah. We've got a live event coming up. It's in Austin, Texas on May 7th. And my website is Soul Pathology. So if you go to Soul Pathology, the event is there. If you happen to live in Austin, Texas, or in the Texas area in early May, it's a live event. It's like a live podcast, but we'll do a group reading. I'll do individual readings and mediumship, and it's just going to be a fun, high vibrational community where you get to feel uplifted with your people, with people that are curious and seeking, but also really wanting to heal and grow. So it should be a lot of fun. But yeah, you can find it on soulpathology.com, and that's where you can find me too. And I have tons of blog stuff and resources. And so there's lots for people out there. If you're dipping your toe into this, if numerology is turning you on, go for it. If it's astrology, and of course, whatever you're finding, this is would be the takeaway that I'd give to anyone. I always say, get curious with things. And whatever, like if I'm listening to something that is astrology or numerology related, and I am hearing a podcast and somebody is talking about some energies that are happening and they're talking about transits and aspects, whatever it is, and all of a sudden I hear something and I'm like, that makes sense to me. Oh my gosh, I get that. Or, oh my gosh, that's exactly what I was thinking about. Anything that you are learning that really taps you in, that you're like, that makes sense to me, or it speaks in a language, whether it is human design, whether, you know, whatever tools, oracle cards, spirit animals, and you can have a multitude of tools, but listen for what resonates with the language that you speak. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, oracle cards speak to me. I pulled these oracle cards and they jive with me. Listen to what resonates for you. And then, you know, follow the rabbit hole and look for more tools and resources or people that speak in a language that really lights you up. That's how you'll know you're on your path and you're in a safe space with your guides and community and mentors.
Oprah calls those aha moments, I think. Yeah. But yeah, those moments, we all know those where you're like, wait, I was just looking at that, or I was just thinking about that. So lean in. I love that tip. That's such a good one. I am going to put the link to your website, also to your Instagram, which is also at Soul Pathology, I believe. And so I'll put that all in the description of this podcast. If someone does want to do a specific reading with you, I'm assuming that information is on your website as well.
Yes, I have individual sessions and they're limited. I've got a lot on my plate and there's one of me. So there's a wait list. There's a little bit of time, but I always say it's divine timing.
It happens exactly at the right time.
It happens exactly when it's supposed to. But otherwise, like I've got tons of resources and there's a lot of good podcasts. So anything that interested you, definitely see you know, what may resonate with you. But thank you so much for having me on. And I really love two things. One, that you're so open and you're grounded. I mean, the work that you're doing as far as walking your path, walking it honestly and vulnerably, and then sharing it with other people, it matters. It makes an impact.
Thank you.
That is one of the things that on a soul level that they're showing me very clearly is significance is a thing for you. Meaning it's not about, I have to be the center of attention like we talked about earlier, or the limelight. It's more, am I mattering? Am I making a difference? And am I significantly impacting my soul's growth? Is that like, that's 100%. How deep it is.
Okay. No, because you keep mentioning that, but I am somewhat shy, which people find really surprising about me. But when I first am entering into certain circumstances or like the thought of being on a stage, like it stresses me out. That's not necessarily what I'm seeking. But I do want to have an impact. I have that drive. There's something in me that I just want to help people and I don't really know what to do other than to share my journey. And that's been what I've always kind of, it's just happened in my life that's how
and
it's
you're
played
on,
out.
You're on your path and it's where you get to teach, but also where you get to heal
100%,
and find like simultaneously. So it's as, you know, as much as you're giving, you're also feeling this is a valuable use of that just hour I just spent. Like this is a valuable use of my time.
This was the best. This was such a
gift. And I get to share it.
Yes.
You know, me too. That's how I feel. And I know your audience feels that way. Like there is, because they keep showing me you know, oh, this is enriching. Okay, this makes sense. Oh, these people, like, they get me. We're not alone. And that's
not alone.
You know, we're not alone. And that is, that's huge. And I appreciate your openness and your willingness to share your story. And then also, you know, for us to be able to finally connect, like, into
I know. We definitely need to keep this conversation going.
Yeah, for sure. We will.
Oh my God. I can't thank you enough for being here and just for those kind words. That was all of this has been so validating and helpful to me. And it was exactly what I needed today. So just like we were saying, I really will encourage you guys. Like, I have been on psychic waiting lists for 3 years before, and it always comes exactly when I need it. Like, it's the day that the session ends up being, it's like, oh my God, this is exactly what I needed today. So if you have any sort of interest, if you're a seeker of any kind, lean in. Like Amanda said, I love that advice. And Amanda, thank you. Like, for so many reasons, thank you for being here today. And I really appreciate all that you've given to me and the listeners.
You're welcome. I have to, like, I have to close with this for your listeners. So as we shared, Kelly and I have never met. We know of each other. We have, you know, a strong mutual connection. So we've always known of each other. But I remember the first time, and this has been years ago, that I saw a picture of you or something. I was like, damn, she's just so cool. Oh. Like, at first, like, I'm like, gosh, like, she's, I mean, it's, yes, you're beautiful and you have a way, but I was like, damn, she's just so cool. Like, I just want a little bit of her cool. And like, and that's, and like, meeting you today, apart from like how wise you are and loving you are and really genuine, I'm like, yeah, you're just fucking cool.
Oh my God, I'm gonna cry. I've held it in this whole time, and now you're
amazing.
Give me right at the end.
But I'm like, but I still, at first glance, I'm like, damn, she's just cool. I'm like, y'all, she is really. You're just cool.
Oh my God, I'm turning red. So, you guys can't see me, but I'm really red right now. Oh my God, thank you. You don't even know the amount that I needed this today was so high. So I hope that it gave anything to you guys too, and you can see what Amanda can do. And it's not scary. Like, it really is such a gift. And so thank you again for sharing that with all of us.
You bet. Absolutely. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you guys for listening.
Thanks for listening to the Velvet's Edge podcast with Kelly Henderson, where we believe everyone has a little velvet and a little edge. Subscribe for more conversations on life, style, beauty, and relationships. Search Velvet's Edge wherever you get your podcasts.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
When it comes to your job, you're likely well-versed, but what about your skin? Life's busy enough. It doesn't have to be a big chore to get well-versed skin. Check out the dermatologist-tested, cruelty-free vegan skincare products from Verst. It's under $25 and available at your local Target store, making it easier than ever to take care of your skin from head to toe. Podcast listeners, here's an exclusive deal. 15% off at VERSEDskin.com with code MEDIA15. That's VERSEDskin.com with code MEDIA15. Verst, available at Target.